Welcome everybody, share number 1143. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lirafur Shalema Rivka Basmer Yehudis. Getting back to our Malacha of Tzad, trapping. Okay, so I want to just talk about one interesting thing we spoke about last time. I don't want to get too much into it because it gets complicated and it's not really, in general, it's very hard to apply the right way unless a person really, as they say in English, knows their stuff backwards and forwards. But we spoke about two derabbanans. We said in the Mishnah Berurah, the case of the box, closing the box, and so on. And we said if you have two derabbanans on a psik resha, and it's two derabbanans, so then there's room to be makel over there. And then we said that there's theories in the Mishnah Berurah. Other places we see the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold like that. But Lemaisa, the Sefer Macha and the Shiftecha sort of sums it up, in one of the ways, it's actually one of the ways that they answer up the Mishnah Berurah. Why in one place it says yeah, one place not. In other words, again, what's the case that I have a psik resha, an action will take place inevitably or automatically together with two derabbanan, so then there are times that we say that it's okay. Like in the case of we spoke about the cabinet, I'm going to close the cabinet over there, right? The cabinet, I just want to close my cabinet. So in there, I have a fly. I can't catch it in one swipe. So that's one derabbanan. And then it's also the fly itself is a davish ein amina nitzed. It's not a type of a creature which by one captures it, right? It's not a dove. It's not a type of a creature whereby people capture it and use it per se. So it's a dove shenim mina nitzoid, and also we're not going to capture it in one swipe. So you have already two drabonans, and therefore psikresh with two drabonans we said is fine. But the sefer machal the shiftecha explains in conjunction with those poiskim who teach up the Mishnah Berurah and the different steers or whatever the case is. Again, we're not getting into all the things, but he says all that's good. In reference when the malacha itself is a derabbanan. Our whole malacha, which we're talking about over here, worst case scenario, is a derabbanan. In other words, if I do it bekavana, if I capture a fly bekavana, worst case scenario, not killing it, I'm not talking about killing it, I capture a fly and I use it for whatever reason. Right? So that worst case scenario, it's a derabbanan. Without killing it, of course. The worst case scenario, it's a derabbanan. But if the action itself is a diaraisa, like the case of, for example, there's a very famous case which we'll talk about down the line when we talk about chayrish plowing, and we spoke by boina building, but by it applies more by chayrish plowing. If somebody takes a heavy bench, right, and schleps a bench on the floor, and it's automatically going to start digging holes in the ground because I'm schlepping it. I don't have a mind to do to make holes in the ground, right? But if I make holes in the ground, it runs into the problem of chayresh, or possibly boina, chayresh plowing, boina building, okay, whatever it is. I'm not getting too much into it right now, but that malacha per se is a deraisa. Making a hole in the ground is running into a deraisa, whether it's chayresh plowing, boina, a building, but that's a deraisa. So over there, so even though somebody does it, kalacha yad, they're plowing the ground, so to say, for example, right? But they're not doing it in the regular way, so it's called kalacha yad, and it's makalkel. They're really destroying the ground because they're making holes in the ground. But be it as it may, the original malacha is a diaraisa, so then we don't say that a psik resha, whereby it's going to happen inevitably. I don't have a mind to make holes in the ground. I just want to schlep my heavy bench, my heavy chair, right? But so then we don't apply this. That's what the Machan Leshiftecha, the Sefer Machan Leshiftecha brings down from the various different Paiskim who teach up the Mishnah Berurah like that. Then we don't use this application of two derabbanans with a psik resha. So that's what he says, just real quickly. I just wanted to straighten that out. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. But it says, this is how he brings it down, the Piskei Dinim in Simen Shin, Tes Zayin, Yesh Lahakub, B'psik Reisha, B'tshrei Drabbanans, right? We said that there are those, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, because of two different places. But when it's two Drabbanans, Rak Be'elu Yisturei Drabbanan. That's only when the Isser per se is a Drabbanan. Like in our case, you're capturing a insect, a fly, which is any meaning needs it. It's not a capturable type of an insect, which means worst case it's a derabbanan. She'ein lehem ikur min ha-toira. It's not min ha-toira. Avaleka heta b'psik resha b'yisuri derabbanan. We don't say psik resha with yisuri derabbanan with two derabbanan. She'eish lehem ikur min ha-toira. When the ikur malacha is a diaraisa. Ve'yisehu b'derech kalacha yad and makalkal. When the person is doing this item, this action, either kalacha yad backhandedly or they're doing an act of destruction, whatever the case might be, you'll say, well, it's two derabbanans. I'm destroying the ground really. literally, and I'm doing a kalacha yad, I'm not fixing the ground. But the bottom line is that the original malacha, which is the plowing or the building, however, wherever we want to put it in, is a deraisa, so we don't say the two drabonons, with a psikresha, even though it's done inevitably. It's a little bit lumdish. I don't want to get too much into it, just we should have an understanding as to how this works. We try and go through these concepts as they come up, in the various different, simonim as we're learning in the Shulchan Aruch, because there's no, like, real simon per se that says, there's no simon in the Shulchan Aruch per se that says, well, psikresha or nichole, it comes up a little bit here and there. You have it, shin chafalef, you have it shin tezayin, you have it various different places in the Shulchan later on in Shin Lamed Zayin over there, whatever the case is. You have a little bit, but it's very spread out, the various different klolim, if you want to call it, throughout the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos. So that's why we try and discuss it a little bit deeper when we are sort of like on the topic, so to say, like in our case with the fly and capturing the fly and closing the window and closing the cabinet and so on. Okay, so with that, I just want to go through another case brought down the Sefer Yitzchak Halacha. It's the same thing like a cabinet, pretty much, and that is a person has, it's a very famous case, a person has a garbage can, right? I have my garbage can, and I open up the garbage can to throw in the garbage, and we're not getting into the muksa part, whatever the cover, and whatever the case is, I push it up with my foot, let's say, or I take it off the cover, I open it up so I can throw in my garbage, and now the fly flies in, or some other flying thing flies in, you know, like we said, in the summertime you have things flying around. So the same thing would apply. He says, again, the thing that flew in usually is einam min hanitzed, like a fly or some other insect. Is usually it's categorized as einam min hanitzed, so worse, meaning it's not a capturable type of a creature whereby people use it. So it means it's worst case, it's a derabbanon. So he says the same thing. This is Sefer Yitzchak Halacha, brings this down. Pach ashpa, which is a garbage can, sheyesh b'soicha zevuvim. You have a fly flew in, or you have some other flying insect that flew in, whether now or before, it doesn't make a difference. Imhu pach gedoyla. So if it's a big garbage can, right? It's a larger garbage can. Ve'ena yochel letofsa b'chad z'chia. In other words, you can't capture one swipe. That's, again, we want to keep that, we keep on chazering, reviewing this over again. If you can't capture this animal, this insect, at one swipe, it lowers it. It becomes a derabanan automatically, and if it's a derabanan, it lowers it even more. So imhu pach gedoyla, if it's a big garbage can, ve'ena yochel letofsa b'chad z'chia, you can't capture it in one swipe. Mutar lahaniach alav akisai v'lizgayreid, you're allowed to close the garbage can. So the question comes up, how am I allowed to close the garbage can? I'm trapping the fly, I am trapping the insect that flew in, right? So Kevin Shane Machab, I'm not saying that because I don't have a mind for the trapping. Now we're dealing when you don't have a mind for the trapping. If a person, well, the insect flew in, the fly flew in, so I'll show him and I'll trap him in there. You know what I mean? Like this, he won't fly around the house, so that's problematic. That's not a problematic. Albeit Rabbanon, but it's still problematic. In other words, if I have Kavana, fly flew in, or an insect flew in, now it's trapped. I let the cover of the garbage down, and now I trap it inside. Like this, it's not going to bother me. That's not a problem. But if it's just a question of there's something flew in there, and I'm just throwing in the garbage, and I close the garbage like usual. So if I just have a mind to close my garbage, it's fine. But if you kaven she'ena mechaven, let's say that. But if you mechaven, I have bedafka in mind to capture it in there, so it doesn't bother me. That's already running into a problem, right? Because you can't trap a fly, even though it's only drabonim. Avol imhu pach. So that's on a bigger garbage can. Avol imhu pach katan. If you have one of these small little garbage cans, then it would taka be aser. Eli yaniach ma'at bimenu pesucha. Let's say you have a small little garbage can, whereby if I close the top, I could grab it in one swipe. It's a small little garbage can. So then it's a problem closing it. So what should a person do? To leave it a little bit open. Don't close it all the way. You're allowed to close it, but just not to close it all the way. Because, again, we want to keep in mind, we spoke about from the Ramah, right? And Mishabura explained way back when, that when you close a box, you close a garbage can, you close a cabinet, whatever it is you're closing, if you leave it a little bit open, whereby, you don't have to leave it all the way open, but a little bit open, a little hole, whereby the fly or the insect could just escape and fly out, so even though though it doesn't, it's not considered trapped, right? So that's what he says. Leave the garbage can a little bit open like this, it has a chance to fly out, and it's not considered trapped. And then even if you have a mind to trap it, it's not considered trapped. That's not trapped, right? If it's left a little bit open, it's not considered trapped. It's only whereby you cut off the entire opening whereby the fly could fly out. But it's a little bit open, it could fly out. Even if you have a mind to trap it, that's not trapped. So he says the same thing. By a person has a box, like we spoke about also many times, the also you can't close this box, unless you leave it a little bit open. Okay, whatever it means, small and small and big, but in general, our small and big, what we've been talking about is whereby you could grab it in one swipe, or you can't grab it in one swipe. That's considered when it's big enough whereby it's just going to fly around, I just can't catch it in one swipe, it'll be too hard for me, right, on a Sunday or a Monday during the week, so then that's considered large. But if it's small enough, I grab it in one swipe, so that's already considered small. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslacha Baruch Kol Tov.